and welcome to International Report. In early June, National Geographic presented its most prestigious awards to honor the trailblazing conservationists, scientists, educators, and storytellers who are leading the push to protect our planet for future generations. Among them was Thomas Dianier, a Senegalese expert in African turtles, terrapins, and tortoises, who's been fighting to protect them for 25 years. He's received this year's Leadership in Conservation Award. Emmanuel Landé has this report from Dakar.
Senegalese biologist Thomas Diagne is a pioneer in turtle conservation in West Africa and has been protecting them for more than 25 years.
Hello. Oh, you have a baby. This is a baby Cote d'Ivoire turtle. This species belongs to West Africa, like the second part of West Africa, the wet part of West Africa, Cote d'Ivoire. In fact, our logo is the depiction of this species of turtle. And that is just a beautiful animals.
His home on the Senegalese coast, around 80 kilometers from Dakar, doubles up as a small research center. He's dishing out the baby terrapins from a large basin of murky brown water. Behind the house in the sandy garden, two jacuzzi-sized rectangular ponds hold rehabilitated turtles. Several species are at the center, waiting to be released back into the wild.
You have different other turtle too. This one have some kind of blue skin. And these belong from Kenya, Eastern Africa, Pelusium subniger. You know, they are all different. When you take your time to see different species who belong to different areas of Africa, you can see how diverse they are. And that is just fascinating.
The passionate conservationist is the founder of the non-profit African Chelonian Institute, a turtle, tortoise and terrapin breeding and rehabilitation centre in Senegal. The biggest threats to Africa's tortoise populations are the loss of habitat, forests are cleared to burn wood to make charcoal for cooking, poaching for the pet trade, and human consumption. Tortoises are eaten as bushmeat in remote areas, but also as a delicacy in the capital.
We had someone who was collecting helmeted terrapin who belonged to central Senegal and sell it to the Chinese market here in Dakar, because the Chinese like to have the turtle soup. And when the Chinese community are now increasing in Senegal who are doing business, they come with their habit of having turtle soup.
The middleman was arrested and more than 100 terrapins were handed over to the Chelonian Institute for a year until they were strong enough to be released back into a national park.
In Africa, we have almost 55 different species across all the continent. But for most of them, information, accurate information about their status in the wild is not available.
At one time in Senegal, there was an estimated 12 wild African spur tortoises left. Also called the Solcata tortoise, it's the poster child of land tortoises, the third largest tortoise in the world. They can weigh up to 100 kilos and live up to 70 years. And it's one of the most popular tortoises in the pet trade in Africa and globally, making that one of the reasons its population is vulnerable today.
I never hear a human being saying, I dislike a turtle, but they dislike snake, they dislike a crocodile. They are all reptile, but I have to say, turtle is a reptile who inspire humankind a lot of sympathy. That means there are going to be a lot in captivity, and that is not good for the turtle, because they can't reproduce. Captivity also can bring them different diseases. They are wild animals. They need to live in the wild in order to do well.
Diane started an active reintroduction project in the central Farlo region in Senegal and put 20 Solcata tortoises back in the wild last year.
Recently, we discover released specimens starting to breed, and the next generation is hanging on in the wild.
Humble, despite his 25 years almost single-handedly working to stop tortoises from going extinct in Senegal, Diane wants conservation and animal protection in West Africa to be as important as it is in Eastern and Southern Africa.
I'm the first Senegalese, national Senegalese, who get these kind of awards. And I'm the first West African to get this award. Before, these awards was always given to people Southern Africa or East Africa at least. Because you have a lot of things going on in terms of conservation in this. When you hear about big national park like the Tsavo, the Masai Mara, Kruger National Park, for example, in South Africa. This is only good example we have now in Africa, and now first time West Africa. I hope it's not going to be the last one, and more is going to come.
Senegal may only be home to 7 of the 55 species of turtles and tortoises on the continent.
This is a Chouanga terrapin, who belong to Casamance, but like the south of Senegal.
But thanks to one of West Africa's unsung conservation heroes working in the field, they've got a fighting chance. Emmanuel Londe for RFI in Dakar.